أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وجلس لي سلام تدعين الهوس كبير بسم الله 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 بسم Yeah, it's very important. It's just not a word you say, you know, Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam, like how are you doing, good morning, hi, not like that. Assalamu alaikum has a lot of meaning in it. During khutbah, we focus on them, we listen to some of the akhlaq. And the akhlaq is very important for more than Islam. Akhlaq means more. Very important in the Muslim life. When we said this deen of Islam has different aspects. And it is wrong to handle one aspect only without the other. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he refers to Islam and Quran, he refers as an incomplete way of life or as a complete way of life. As complete, how Allah refers to it in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-Yawma Akmaltu. Al-Yawma Akmaltu. Akmal means a complete, means the deen is complete. Means a human being living on this planet, this deen will be complete to him. Complete means what? Covering all his or her life. Okay. Means all the needs, all the aspects, all the way of thinking, the way of behaving, the way of talking, the way of walking, the way of eating, everything is covered. And the way you have a relationship with Allah. And it starts with Aqidah, means you believe. Why you are here, who created you, what is the deed towards the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created you. And then after that, the idea of worship, your status in the relationship, after that belief has to reflect in your ibadah. You have to show your love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that ibadah is different, will change your way of communicating with other or your way of behavior, which comes mu'amalah. Mu'amalat means I'm not annoying this life by myself, but there are people around you. Those people are different from me, different actions. So I have to deal with them certain way. So this aqidah or faith or belief comes first, then ibadah, your relationship with Allah. That worship or ibadah will affect your dealing with each other. And that the way you deal with each other has to be according to a certain set of rules or certain codes. Which we call akhlaq. Clear? So this equation is clear now. Aqidah, ibadah, mu'amalat, in dealing with each other. And this mu'amalat has to be according to certain set of rules. Do's and don'ts. Do this, don't do that. Allah said yes, Allah said no. Rasulullah sallam did, Rasulullah sallam didn't do. Sahaba asked, Rasulullah answered. So this is the way. So we have this in mind. And then we come to Surah Al-Hujurat. And we finish Allah will have waqa practice from the Surah. When you take some pieces and pieces from Surah Al-Hujurat, to learn, so this is the Surah of Akhlaq, have different things. Start first with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching the Sahaba from hand to the Prophet, how to deal with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's not like anyone. You can deal with each other in a certain way, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not anyone. You can talk and argue, but not in front of him. You can talk and argue, but not with him. He is some يعني من عمله لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض. You must raise your voices over the voice of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and do not shout in front of him like you may do with each other. أن تحبط أعمالكم. If you do so, your عمل or your صلاة زكاحة يوم ولدك no one. سبحان الله. How can this apply to us? Our opinion is not supposed to be contradicting with the opinion of who. If at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba shouldn't raise their voice to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, what is the voice of Rasulullah? The Sunnah is teaching, is saying, our voice shouldn't raise in that one. But your faith on it, but our life on it, but no one. Same thing, you are calling the same thing. Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu arda. He is the grandson of Abu Bakr Siddiq, you know that. Daughter Asma. Married Abdul Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, the cousin of Rasulullah, and the son of Abdullah ibn Zubayr. It's for all religion. He's written in hadith, sahih, that one time, what the Bani Tamim, you know what, means the delegation of Bani Tamim is a Christ, coming to a city's land. coming to accept Islam. وكان فيهم الأقرع المحاد الأقرع المحاد يقول الصحابة اللي كانوا مسلمين الآن. But he came as one of the delegates. So they start shouting behind the room of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Oh, Abu Bakr started out to us. Come, we want to show you who we are. Show us who are you. That's how the Arabs used to show you. You know, you are from this tribe, okay, I'm from this tribe, let us debate. I'll say a few words of poetry, you say a few words of poetry, we'll see which one is more eloquent. Well, if this more eloquent, that means my tribe is honored now. And I say, my tribe is that the one who should do this, 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 this. My father is the one who feeds the poor and, but, you know, they start Islam didn't allow us to do this. No, it's not allowed. So Allah speaks in the Zurat shout like this. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Allah said in Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, those who shout behind the roof, most of them they don't have mind to say. If they have mind, the honor of Islam is not by who are you who are. The honor of Islam, in Islam is how close you are to Allah. How respectful you are, respectful you are to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. That how you say, take it with these, the title. How close you are to the Sunnah, how close your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, the hadith narrating and saying that Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu arzah and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu arzah start debating in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, let those people behave in a certain way, so they give us Sharia or the rules come from Allah and Rasul to tell us, we are being like you, and they don't mistake what they do right, they have to do it right, and yet, avoid mistakes like that. So, Umar ibn al-Khattab started saying, Ya Rasulullah, make the Aqra' al-Hadith then Amir. Yeah, make him the leader of the tribe after they accepted Islam. And Abu Bakr said, no. Abu Bakr said, yes. Abu Bakr said, no. Abu Bakr said, you, ma kulitu illa al-Khalifa. You just want to be different from me. You know, this, subhanAllah, you make it. Ya Umar, you are just giving an opinion which is against my opinion. That's all that you want. Umar said, no, Allah, it's not what I want. Yeah, you are right. So Rasulullah said, I'm listening to them. So just he's right on the spot. لا تفعل أصواتكم do not raise your voice and argument in front of Rasulullah. This is not right. This is Rasulullah, the one who receiving the orders from there. It's not easy to do this kind of thing in his presence. So Abdullah was saying, Wallahi, after that, after that, after this, the Umar of Rasulullah was so scared to the point that when he is in the presence of Rasulullah, he talks in such a way that Rasulullah says what he said. What do you say, Umar? All the time, I'll tell you that. Umar ibn al-Khattab used to speak in such a low voice that Rasulullah said, مَا كَانَ عُمَرُ يَتَكَلَّمْ حَتَّى يَسْتَكْرِمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. So Rasulullah said, what did he say? What do you mean? Like, I cannot hear you. Out of the fear of Allah, and Allah said, that's how the Sahaba used to abide by the Zidr. وَيَعْلَمُ وَأَطَعَمُ لَوْ تَكَلَّمْ. We hear and we obey. Yeah. Alright, so the Surah of the Akhlaq with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then comes also story. So Allah will speak it in detail. Surah of the Surah is on in few books that shall not be done. But today on this subject, a continuity of Khutbah today and the last week about the rights of the brother of the Muslim brother. Okay? We will divide into do's and don'ts. The things you're supposed to do with your brother, which you will talk today, inshallah, by take care of them. And next time, inshallah, Allah will apply the things you are not supposed to do towards your brother. And as I said today, sister is included in it. So I'm using the word brother easily, I mean, well, sister. So I don't need to repeat brothers and sisters all the time, alright? So brothers and sisters. And Allah starts with the main person for us. And that's something to be made by women, you know, or the sisters. Feel offended or anything, because Allah has wisdom behind anything, even if you don't understand. Allah has wisdom behind it. So, there is another incident, Al-Walid ibn Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayth. Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayth was one of the enemies of Rasulullah in Mecca. Before, if you remember the one who spoke to Rasulullah one time, and the one who put the dust on the animal on the front, and Rasulullah said, I'm going to be Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayth. SubhanAllah, he's the son, Sahaba, Rasulullah. But also, he made a mistake, this Sahaba. He made a mistake, and he made a mistake. But Allah is teaching us through it. What he did is, Bani Muttalib, they accepted Islam. Rasulullah said to him to collect the zakat. That's how Rasulullah said to do. Between Al-Walid ibn Uqba and Bani Muttalib, there was some
you know, beating, some drug there, something happened between them, they don't like each other. And some different little things. So our brother sent them. When he is going, he's close to the other Mustafa. They coming up, all of them. So he's scared that he got back to Rasulullah. They coming out to receive him. He goes to the camp. But when he saw him such a number, he is just scared. He went to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, did not tell him what happened. Told him, Ya Rasulullah, accept on Islam. They rejected Islam and they were coming to kill him. That's what he thought. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, Khalid Walid, he will give his sahabi. Khalid Walid will more harm than this, go get him. So before Khalid Walid, one of the delegation, you know, found that there is something wrong, they came to Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, you send us your messenger. And we came out to receive him and give him the Fatah of Khutbah and Karam and this. And the Egypt started to get scared. And we heard that you are telling us an army because you are Mutajib. We are not. So Allah said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, in ja'akum fasiqun min nabi'in, fatabayyanu fi qira'atikum tuhibbu an tusibu qauman bi jahalatin, fatusbihu 'ala ma fa'altum nadim, wa'lamu anna fikum Rasulullah, law tuti'ukum fi kathirin min al-amri la'anittum. وصعب عليكم يعني ولكن الله حبب إليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان لأنهم رسلوا فقط الله ونعمة الله عز وجل فالله سبحانه وتعالى سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فهو كم جيل في يوم وذنيو دون فيك الفضلات دون يوم جيل وذنيو وصف اكتب فيك واحد صلى الله سيد مين بس هذا وايد رسول الله يوم مين اوكي هو واحد كم clear, there's no doubt about that. But no one can be careful. And behave like you should do. What you should do? You have to make sure that this news is right or wrong. This news is right or wrong. One time, Shuraih al-Qadhi, one of the Tabi'iyya, he is giving the system to fight him. Subhanallah, these people teach, Allah gives them the Lord, so their behavior is speaking for us. So one woman comes and crying, crying so much, my husband did this, and he was okay, this is my eyes. So she says, and the other, why you are not judging for her, give her this? He said, you were still swimming, you know. It was Yusuf, they came over the night, and they were trying to help their father. But they put their brother away in the wind. They put him in the wind. And they kept crying to their father, Ya Allah, my child, you're cool, you're crying and everything. So it's not the sister, if someone is crying, it's the right of him. And then another narration that they said, إِذَا جَاءَكَ أَحَدُ الْخَصْمَيْنُ وَقَدْ فُقَتْ عَيْنُ فَلَا تَحْكُمْ لَهُ وَالْبَمَ الْأَخُ فُقَتْ عَيْنَهُ يعني when one person came to you with one eye out, don't judge for him, because then the other one is two eyes out. Alright, so this is الله سبحانه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجب أن يقف عن الآن إنسان من كم دمو بكرة that's this right when I love you for sake of Allah so because of that love when you come from complain from another brother I shouldn't be biased with you because I love you I don't want you to go astray because if I come with you both of us are in danger no but I love you so much I have to listen from the other one as well this is something all of us have to learn don't never Allah teaches his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So are you beside Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If the top example is so this way, all of us have to behave this way. After that, Allah saying how the believers should be done. إِنَّمَا نُؤْيُونَ إِخْوَةً فَأَكْلِحُ بَيْنَا خَوَيْهُمْ شَقُوا اللَّهُ And then Allah said if two parties of Muslims, they fight or they dispute, you have to go and make some in them, kill, compromise between them. And they bring them together. And then Allah said that moral, what we shouldn't do. This is what we're going to start next time, inshaAllah. Today, from the Sunnah of Rasulullah, from the verses of Quran as well, we will learn what to do towards your Muslim brother. Number one, when you put in a point. أَنْ يَسَلِّمَ عَلَيْهِ إِذَا لَقِيَهُ وَيَقُولُ لَهُ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ ويرد المؤمن ويصفحه أيضا ويرد المسلم عليه قائلا عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته so the duty your duty towards your Muslim brother and vice versa or the right my eyes upon you say I don't have the only one this time right upon you or your duty towards me forever so this is mutual thing
is when I see you, I say what? As-salamu alaykum. Remember what I said in the beginning? As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tahiyyat al-Islam. As-salam, tahiyyat of the Muslims is what? But the tahiyyat of the Muslims is, hi, how are you doing? Who are you? What's up? Like this. But the tahiyyat of the Muslims is, as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Or as-salamu alaykum. The minimum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And what is the reply? Wa alaykum as-salam. If the person to you, salamu alaykum. But if he tell you more, you have to do as he says, or more. Why? Allah has ordered us to do this. Allah said in Surah Al-Nisa, وَإِذَا حُجِّيْتُمْ بِتَحِيِّةٍ If you are greeted with a greeting. فَحَيُّوا And you have to greet back. بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا First, you have to do more than it. Our view is equal. So equal comes second. But greater comes what? First. So if you say, السلام عليكم, I have to say, عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. But if the smart brother, he tells me, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, he puts me in the corner. I have to be equal. He doesn't want me to be better than him. So he wants for all of us to get the same reward. And this is good. Competition is good. Not competition is bad. I don't want to have a bigger house than that. I don't want to have a bigger car. No, I want to have same reward than my brother. I want to have more reward than my brother's son. Good. وفي ذلك فليتنافسوا فليكسبوا وسابقوا الى مغفرة الله سيد كومبيت ان ديس اعمال اور ليتس كومبيت او 600 ريوارد مور ذان يو توداي جود سو ويل يو كومبيت باك ويز نو كرايم ويز نو هيتنج ويز لاف الله سبحانه وتعالى بس الدنيا نو از يو سيد بيفور ذا رول ايه ان ذا ماتر اوف لايف لوك تو هو ايفر بيلو ان ذا ماتر اوف دين لوك تو هو ايفر ابوف يو Huh? So the deen you compete more or to be higher instead. Okay? But in dunya, no, I don't want. This comes, you will not get more than the strength from you. But a'man, Allah gives you ability to do more and more and more, and that's how you get higher and higher. Salam, when you say to somebody, As-salamu alaykum, what does it mean? What does it mean? Peace, right? Salam means, I have no grudge towards you, brother or sister. Means I am a Muslim like you, and between us no hatred, no barrier, nothing, and our greeting based on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Salaamu min Allah. Allah gives salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We give salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every prayer we say. Huh? Every prayer we say. So how do we give salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We give salam to ourselves. Assalamu alayna. وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. And to all the five people in the world. Have you thought about that? You say the salah is the salah? Subhanallah. Salam is a great word. So it's not a greeting of hi, something like that. It's not like that. It's something from inside. That is why when you see a Muslim who doesn't use salam alaykum, you get scared of him. That's something harsh. So I, as a Muslim, when you say salam alaykum, means something wrong. If I say salam alaykum, means everything wrong. Everything is wrong. I have nothing personal towards you. Why do you say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in hadith al-Mustafaq alayhi, as he told, he said, يُسَلِّمُ الرَّاكِبْ عَلَى الْنَاسِ Someone who writes something, and someone walking. He can have the one riding, has to say, As-salamu alaykum, because riding is better than the one who's moving on his feet. He has some pleasure. When you're riding your car and some brother is standing, you have to open the window and say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. That's, you know, you have to do it. Not waiting for them. And I hear a lot of misunderstanding in this. Someone in the room, and someone opening the door, so the one in the room says that one, As-salamu alaykum. No. Has to be the other way around. Has to be the other way around. He has to say, As-salamu alaykum. One, ماشي على القاعد, the one who's sitting, someone is standing. The standing one is to say As-salamu alaykum. The one who's coming and then standing, you know, whoever, you know, see, you are sitting. Then you stand up. Then you walk. Then someone is running. Then someone is riding. So it comes like that. The chain comes like this. The one above has still the one who knows like this. Alright? That's understand. But Khalil, I'm confused. So if there is a group of 5-6 and we are 20-30, the 5-6 people have to tell us, As-salamu alaykum. And this is part of us to say, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So this is very, very important. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave also in the hadith right, Waqiyah, one of the companions, said, وَتُقْرِ أَسْسَلَامُ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ. He said, سلام, who is a new and who is a new, what will you do? What will you do? Muslim, whatever it is. SubhanAllah, now we are in a great, different world. You walk in any capital of Muslim capital, go there and walk in the street. And say, سلام السلام عليكم, they will think you are, you know, crazy, some out of their mind. Which planet are coming from? Can you look in the market place or something? And you know, people walk in the street, you know, in Cairo or in Turkey or somewhere, and he says, Salaam alaikum. But no, this guy, where are you coming from? SubhanAllah. That's why we became so detached from each other. That's why I said we are not like one body, like we were supposed to be. Muslims, in the Salah, ya akhi, subhanAllah, in the Salah, you make dua for all the Muslim brothers and sisters all over the world. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillah, what does that mean? Ala ibadillah as-salih, what does that mean? Salam from Allah on us, and on everyone pious and righteous. And everyone pious and righteous, sending salam to you as well. We say in the Salah, the highest degree of ibadah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say salam to each other. And the way we say each other in the face, we don't say salam to you. I'm just something we have to think about it, inshallah. And there is a hadith regarding salam. So number one, salam is very important. If someone non-Muslim says salam alaikum, what should he say? Wa alaikum. Wa alaikum. But don't say alaikum salam. That's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said the hadith that he said Aisha radi Allah wa Allah, بعض اليهود ماتوا وقال رسول الله التابوا عليكم تابوا للسلام استاذوا من الموت للذات ها؟ ذات قيوة يا محمد ثم تدعى عليكم هم they are up, they understand the word, they are good so this يهود they are that's why so he replied to the Alex وعليكم استاذوا واللعنة فات الصورة وقال عزير يوم تعبت عنه فصورت من them فصورت عليكم why do you do this or someone is departing to him he shaken the veil said أستودع الله دينكم وأمانتكم I leave you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala See, it can't be done everything, I tell you. But we create things and think that we are doing fine. But in Islam there is something in it that we have to do a little bit first. So all this is something coming from يعني, other places, not from Islam. Alright. مع السلامة طبع الصلاة محمود بالسلسة. Alright. So number two, so we have to go back inshallah. أن يسمته إذا عقل when someone sees what is the ruling. People of citizens, due to Allah, أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه وأرضاه في الحديث الصحيح الذي رواه البخاري قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا عطس غطى بيده أو بكله فمه غطى فاه غطى وضع يده أو ثوبه على فيه وخفض بها صوته فوين يسمي بالأدب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كفر مبلغ with his hand or with his torso it is not a good scene or subhanAllah someone on the floor every all the messages become to the hand and flow subhanAllah see Islam teaching everything Allahu Akbar so Abu Rasul Rasulullah used to cover and lower and do it in a low voice how was I can't be scare everyone around him huh? So this is very important what is the duty of you to on you if you hear your brother or sister doing that, what is it? Alhamdulillah. First, the brother, the person who sees has to say what? Alhamdulillah. 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 Then you have to say, Yarhamukumullah. Very important, because there are people that don't know the whole story. Sneeze, do it like you said. Then you have to say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah is the son of Rasulullah. Then after that, the person has to say, Alhamukumullah. يرحمك الله لنفس الفرق يغفر الله لنا ولكم أو يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم يهدينا ويهديكم الله أو دي السنة والرسول في سبحان الله يعني دعاء في سابع في شيء الحمد لله thanks to Allah سبحانه وتعالى thanks to Allah that is fast you know because you don't know what was in your body or in your head killed the thief سبحان الله الله يليم you something to be killed if it stays there for that release you say الحمد لله رب العالمين And also, alhamdulillah, that your soul did not come out of it. It can. Someone who had a haircut, or a sneeze, or a cough, it still goes out. That. So, you say, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Simple things can be great things. Alhamdulillah, dhikr of Allah in everything. And again, the other thing is, alhamdulillah, may Allah be with you, may Allah have mercy on you. they have to thank him back. So he did a good job for him. Right? So he has this one with Allah Jalla. So it's very important. Number three, عيادته إذا مرض. If your brother is sick, what should you do? It's a duty for you to go visit. Go visit does not mean go and he has to make tea for you and he has to give you food. It's the opposite. Your visiting is for whose sake? Allah's sake. So it has to be for Allah's sake. No dunya is important. You go, assalamu alaikum. عليكم السلام شفاكم الله من الله أن جزء وتنسين ولا تنصر صلى الله عليه وسلم needs to do and then you have to ask the person who is sick also the person who is sick also to make dua for you because his dua is accepted. The person who is sick is closer to Allah than you and me because he is sick, he is between the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come down and we make it very weak. He is helpless. He's seeing the hands of food. Allah, he is close to Allah. So may Allah accept his dua. So we ask him, inshallah, also with dua. So if the God says, you dua, said Aisha radiallahu anha, said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can I udu ba'adu ahli? Yani, some of his family is sick. He might listen to him. But yada ayala bujumna, put his right hand on the head of the person who is sick, or on the place where it is, you know, and he said, Allahumma rabba al-nas. Ya Allah, the Rabb of man, the Lord of people. Admit in that, take that disease out. Washa anta shafi. Give shifa, you are the one who gives shifa. Shifa and la yughadiru saqama. All the disease goes out of it. A shifa that takes all the disease away. So this is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay? Let's Allah al-Azim, wa ask Allah the great. Rabb al-Asr al-Azim, the owner of the great throne. And his shaykh. That she gives you shifa, or yashfiya teeth if it is a woman, or yashfiya teeth if there is a group, whatever, you know. So this is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he used to do. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith, sahih muttafaq alayh, حَقُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ خَلْقٍ. The right of the Muslim on the other Muslim, brother and sister is, are five things. First thing doesn't mean that they are the only five, okay? Means that the other hadith concludes also adding. So we end up tens of five. But when the Prophet says five, it's well, five of the important ones. This, alright? So he said, what are they? Radd al-Salam, replying to the Salam. Ayyadatul Marid, they think it's sick. Wastiba'u al-Janayz, if you say, when he dies, he told his janayz. Right? Radd first from beginning to end. Radd, why not you when I die, he told my janayz, if you are present. وإجابة الدعوة response to his invitation إجابة الدعوة of course دعوة to خير if I'm inviting you to come to Salah I'm inviting you to come to Masjid or I'm inviting you to eat with me from halal from good things for the sake of Allah so our hearts just close together you have to respond to me as long as you have to respect you have to respond also I have to respect that but this is حب love each other for the sake of Allah and that's how we get close to each other. We eat together, we pray together, we concern about each other, we pick up the phone and talk about each other, we visit each other for the sake of Allah. Very important. Those things are very important to get the heart close together. So what is shiitu al-aafiq and giving, you know, like we said, the hamdu Allah for the all of you. Those are the five things in that hadith. Also there is another hadith, Bara ibn Asim رضي الله عنه وارضاه, Sahaba of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, Rasulullah ordered us. That's the order, alright? So put the order in the first place. أمرنا رسول الله بعيادة المريض, visiting the sick, واتباع الجنائي, following the funeral of the janazah, وتشميت العقل, the one who sees, you have to say, محمد الله, وإبرار الحسن, or المسلم. Someone says, Wallah, you have to do this. Wallah, I think you have to come drink tea with me, inshallah. Okay? So, as long as it's not contradicting with the order of Allah, it's not disobedient, I'm not telling you, come, let's go to that club, or it's gambling there, and you have to come because it's Muslim brother, I have to go with him. No. Or, Salat al-Isha, or Salat al-Maghrib is coming, and I'm inviting you to go drink tea or something, and you say, oh, he's my Muslim brother. No. Alright? You have to understand. Because sometimes we try to be smart, right?
Sometimes when Sheikh, he said in the masjid, I have to go to my Muslim brother and I have to go with him to the club, so he comes to masjid next time. No, come to my house. So, Ayat al-Marid, visiting the sick, follow the janazah, Tashmik al-Afiq, the one who sees, Ibrar al-Muqsim, the one who makes an oath, you have to respond to him, Walafru al-Mazloob, and you have to help him if he's Mazloob. Don't leave the Mazloob away, because it's like a da'wah for Mazloob, inna alayka bainahu min Allah hijab. Be afraid from the supplication or the prayer of the transgressor, because there is no barrier between him and Allah at that time. If he's really transgressed, and he is with him, Ya Allah, take my right, he's taken. If not in this life, in the hereafter. Finish. So you have to be very careful of someone who's transgressed. Do not transgress, or do not abandon, or leave, or desert your brother or sister when they are transgressed, and you can tell. See? Do not transgress, do not leave someone who's transgressed, why you can help, not you cannot help. You cannot help, you are excused. But you can help, you got to help. Otherwise, you'll be asking the help of you. Why you left that one? And ijabat al-da'i wa isha' al-salam. You have to respond to the statement and the salam. So Allah said it. Alright? So there is different hadith and the all this means in the Bukhari, but in Adab, there is a lot of things like this. Fiction of Adab. In the case, we'll find all this hadith and the Bukhari, inshaAllah. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأصل الأنظر الحديث عود المريض زد بالسك وأطعم الزائع في هنجري another one here أطعم الزائع وفك العامل الأثير يعني someone captive captivated by enemy you have to spend all the money to give them back as well help in other things so سيدة عائشة رضي الله عنها في الأصل الحديث that I mentioned earlier about Rasulullah and visiting the sick and doing a dua to them. Do not eat, do not drink, do not go and visit someone. 5 minutes, enough. What is that? Take your brother or your family. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. La da'a. Inshallah, good. La fahmu. May Allah make it pure patience for your sins. May Allah make it pure balance and good judgment. Alhamdulillah, ya shaykh. Everything. And zikr. Someone have heart problems. He said, I have one of my relatives have had problems 10 years ago and he died.
Oh, God.
Man is alive. Give him hope. Even the person, the doctor told him you will die, you don't listen to processing. Because we, human beings, even you are truly with, you don't like. Someone to remind you of this. Okay? So he said, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have rahmah, mercy, Allah make miracles. Don't listen, give hope. Even if you know that he's going to die, I mean, he's had cancer or something. Said, yes, Allah is the one who gives that disease. Allah is the one able to take it in a second. So, keep cool. And then, inshallah, give the hashwa. And give the hashwa to our brothers. And people say, Ameen. Angels will say, Ameen. And you will say, the angels that are surrounding will say, Ameen. And inshallah, same to you. They will reply, same to you. And say, inshallah, yes, give the hashwa. So, say, may Allah forgive you. May Allah have rahmah on you. Inshallah, you have to give. If the person who is in the hospital or who is sick at his house, you do that. Very important. Don't wait until someone, how you don't know the people, believe me, in Houston, tens of Muslims, tens. If not hundreds, laying in the hospital, no one knows about them. Muslims.
Yes.
No one knows about them. It's sick, subhanAllah, can be a full-time thing for you. Every week, make it like in your vacation or something, 1 hour, fi sabilillah, go in. You people don't know. Who knows it is? Maybe they are pious and close to Allah. Give du'a for you. Allah will give all your sins. SubhanAllah. You don't want that gift? You go to the next hospital and there is some Muslim there. There is a small masjid there. In the masjid. Allah now in the hospital. You go there. You find someone. Who is there Muslim there? SubhanAllah now will give for us. Say, there is somebody who has cancer. Somebody who is in the surgery. Somebody. You find every day there is someone who should visit. And this is haqq for you. Beauty. You have to live for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give you birth to your family and then you'll get that away. So, after that, number two, and yes, have a janazah to the man. So, when somebody dies, who is a janazah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one time sitting, and one janazah passed by. So, the Sahaba starts saying, Wallahi, this man is good, and he is good. So, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wajah Bakr. It is due. But so they pull the janazah and finish the deed. Some other time, another janazah passes by, and they start saying not good things about that person. So the Prophet said, "Do I demand? It is due." So no, so like this is the beginning of wajib, this is the second wajib. Who said this person is good, who said this person is bad? He said, you should find that this person was good. So Jannah was, Jannah is beautiful. And the other one, you said this and this, and it was true. So now wajib, and fire wajib. So you be careful. Because the way you deal with us, with me, it will affect you when you are in the Jannah, when you are in the thousands of people. I would say, may Allah have mercy on him. May Allah forgive him. May Allah give him Jannah. That dua also play the role. Subhanallah, help you out. But if you did so bad to me, and the way with the community is so bad, so what this community will do to you? Alhamdulillah, yes, everything is done. We are kept from all the problems you need to do. Allahu Akbar. Which way you want? You want people to have, whenever they remember you, see when you now remember Abu Bakr Siddiq, رضي الله عنه وارضاه. We feel happy when we mention only his name. Abu Bakr Siddiq, see your sinner. If you have a good father or his mother, so when you remind him, ask Rahman, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have thousands of mercy on them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them to them. But if some of your friends do not trust them or a little bad, remember, Allah will take care of them. If you are a good person, you know, Allah will take care of them. You don't want even to live the Aqidah. It's a very important goal. Number five, يُذِرْ رَقَاشَ اللَّهِ وَذَلِكَ فِي مَكَانَ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَلَا مَحْذُورَ فِيهِ. As we said, when someone make an oath on you, so you have to fulfill it as long as it is not contradicting or conflicting with some ta'ah of Allah or ma'asiyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith mentioned before. Number six, very important. أَنْ يَنْصَحَ لَهُ مِثْلُ الْخُبْرِ نَصِيحَةً. Advice that. Purify your relationship. إِذَا اسْتَنْصَحَ. See, subhanahu wa ta'ala is amazing now. إِذَا اسْتَنْصَحَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْأَشْيَاءِ أَوْ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ وبين له خير من الشر والصواب والخطا. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الذي رواه مسلم في حديث الذي رواه البخاري اذا استنصح احدكم اخاه فلينصح له في حديث مسلم الذي ذكرناه في خطبه الدين المسلم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث البخاري when your brother asks you for advice and here is quote unquote asks you for advice that means it is not a one way relationship, it is two way. I ask you for advice, you advise me right. You don't say, oh, you know, he speaks advice, he said no, he doesn't know. No, no, no. Thank Allah that your brother came for you to advise him, not for someone else who goes away from Allah. So this is good. Allah gives you reward for every letter you will utter with that height. And this brother will do. Send the next person, subhanAllah. See how important now? People to ask you for advice, and you ask people also for advice. Mutual thing. When I come and say, what do you think, brother? Inshallah, I want to do that lecture. What subject I want? See, I can do the subject on this. Talk about it. But when I'm sharing with you now, what does that mean? I'm concerned. I want to know what your need. Need, what your need. Then you have to send me the advice according to the Book of Allah and the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not because some other things, you know, we want to speak about subject, so say when you speak about it, I want to get in that brother, no? So it doesn't work like this. For the sake of Allah, yes, I want to teach the people if they are doing something wrong with that sentence, but also. Hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, when he came and he like in the form of a man and he asked him questions to Rasulullah, he knows the answer to the question. And the ulama said that hadith, we take the rule of someone has knows the answer. But he asks the alim or the sheikh for that question to keep the alim, it is okay. As long as arrogance does not come in here, he trusts you. Arrogance doesn't come in the heart, so it is also allowed in Islam. So, look is very important to all the Muslim brothers, and the look have conditions also. Number one, who are you advising your brother? For the sake of Allah. Not to show your eye of above you. See, you don't know anything, I'm telling you everything. And then it's time to remember, I told you, you always make mistakes. You have to come and ask me all the time. Huh? Yeah. It happens like this. See, I'll leave you, and you'll come back to me and then ask me for my advice. Subhanallah, if you that brother for the problem, he will not come and ask you for advice. For what? To bury me there.
But if you live in this situation, inshallah, it could have been worse than that. May Allah help you, inshallah. Just what a brother for. I'm there. I never ask you anything. I will give you direct advice. I know this kind of thing. So don't feel embarrassed or anything. I'm your brother. I'm not going to tell anyone. This kind of thing makes the brother or the sister doesn't have fear when they come. People sometimes are so rude or so rough. People are afraid to ask them their help or their advice. Even they can help. Because this barrier they make, subhanAllah. So look, very important. That's number six. Number seven, that one is tough. أن يحب له ما يحب لنفسه ويكره له ما يكره لنفسه. You love for your brother what you love for yourself. And you hate for your brother what you hate for yourself. It's easy to say, I'm telling you. But hard to apply. Very hard to apply. And I give you the example before. Fresh and poor. All who came to the masjid, then it's over. Thanks to the need. Right? How many times there was a poor neighbor or a poor person overseas or someone and you went to mashallah the mall or the good store to buy shirts for you and you said that is seen I'll buy him the same exact shirt. That is not life. Always you want the poor to stay poor. Lower than you. How come I'm having a poor shirt and he has a poor shirt? Happen. This is only for me, I pay $67 in one shirt. But for him I'll go Walmart buy him a shirt. Huh? $3, $4, $3. Why? Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran. Quran, okay. Same exact situation Allah said in the Quran. Allah said in the Quran, many times. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Look how powerful it is. All you believe. Anfiqu. Sin. Min tayyibati ma kasabtum. From the purest and the best of what you acquire. نرجع للنفس طيبات طيبات the good thing good life ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض and from the plants and the vegetation comes from the يعني الطفاف there when the harvest time comes he fruit so he will put all the second hand things on the side and all the good things on that side good things that's what I'm going to say. All this which has been a problem is the apples which is like dry and wounded or which is hit by the storm or by the cold is for the poor people. You can cut the teeth and they can eat. No. Allah said, وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. We are the one who gives you the good ones. Allah said. So, when you help in the poor, you are giving to us. So I am giving you the good. And you're giving me back to them? Astaghfirullah. This is the way it is. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what Allah said. ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون. Do not choose the bad one to spend. Allah knows it's our duty. Look at the next one. ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغلظوا فيه. And if you are in the same place, you will take it. If you are in the same position, you will take that. You will love for someone to give you this over. The answer is no. So why is it over your brother? Yeah? It's very important. So the Aisha said, Allah, I know if you want to give a dinar to the food, she put عطر on it. Misk. You know the misk? Yeah, the perfume, misk. عطر on it, she put. She says, here you go. جزاك الله خير. He keeps saying this, جزاك الله خير. جزاك الله خير. جزاك الله خير. Thank you, Lord of the Mu'mineen. Thank you, Mother of the Mu'mineen. You are the one giving. You are the one who is carrying our reward to Jannah. You are the one who is carrying my reward to Jannah. I'm not actually helping you. You are helping me. See the understanding of the madrasa of Rasulullah. This is the school of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not the school of anyone. No. If you want to learn that, go to the school of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You learn a lot and you become the top. But have humble in your heart. Allah will put your head on your heart. I will finish this one. Allah, when you become humble to the Muslims, Allah puts you above everyone. Everyone respects you. But if you are arrogant to the Muslims, a kafir will humiliate you. Yes. If you start being arrogant to your fellow Muslim brother, what's going to happen next? Another Muslim will humiliate you. Put your feet in your hand. Isn't that what's happening to Muslims now? You know why? Because all of us are going to be kafir. But if we are أذلة على المؤمنين, would be أعزة على الكافرين. If we are with each other humble, in which we are selfish, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل قرص من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصحابة وصل أن تتك هذا رسول الله and the Muslim أول فحد يقول رسول الله among us and he just killed that child for one hour. She wants to buy something, she wants to help for something, or something to help, and become Muslim Sahaba. Sahaba can wait, but this cannot wait. See? Sahaba, Sayyid al-Mursaleen, she can order all his Sahaba together to go save that person. You think they were successful? They were okay, but he wanted to do this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to show us that if you are in power, your status will be decided by how low you can go to help them, not by how high you appear in front of each other. That's what all the people love to do that, like this. If you are in position, inshallah, Sheikh, I need this and this. Alright, I'll call my secretary, he'll come and do this for you. No, the real mu'min, if you go to the same. Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu, you know, one time, he went, and he found that lady, you know the story, her kids cry. Why they are crying? Because they don't have food. They don't have food. So he comes to her and he say, what Abdurrahman Abu Rahman? Sahab Rasul. So he told her, why you are crying, Ya Allah? Oh slip Allah, why you crying? And the kids crying. He said, wallahi, brother, we don't have food and I am pretending that this boiling water has some food. So the kids they see it. I tell them, okay, inshallah, a few minutes, the food will be there. I think they sleep. So Umar ibn Khattab stopped crying. And she said, wait a minute. So he went, running, same man. And he went to Bayt al-Mal. Ya Abdurrahman, put on my shoulder. He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, I take from you. He said, no, you are not going to take my deeds in the day of judgment. Put on my shoulder, I have to put on my shoulder. I am Amir al-Mu'minin, so I have to fear. Not you. You are not going to help me in the day of judgment. So why do you want to help me now? Because I am Amir al-Mu'minin, no, I have to do it. Because they cry because of me. He goes, save the butter, save the oil, save the meat, save the flour, carry all this like this, and go, walk distance and go. I said, here you go. The kids start laughing, and the woman starts. She said, wallahi, you should be the Khalifa, not Umar. She said, yes. You should be the Amir of the Mu'mineen, not Umar ibn Khattab. And he starts crying, and then he goes, the fight, and he said, so why don't you go to Umar in the morning and tell him? He's telling her, so why don't you go to Umar in the morning and tell him what happened to you? So he starts arguing. Abdullah said, yeah, you know, you're good, you're good, let's go. He said, wallah, I'm not going to leave that place, even to the business, until they laugh like they cried because of you. They have to laugh because of me like they cried because of you. See, that's the position, that's the power. She goes in the morning. The story hasn't finished. She goes in the morning to the Amir al-Mu'mineen. She enters, she finds him in front of her. She gets scared. She says, don't get scared. I am scared. Are you clean? He said, I'm clean. He said, Ya Abdullah, Abdullah my son, come here. Come here. This is my qamis. Or this is my, shirt or piece of clothes or piece of skin or something like that. Right. Write down the release from the responsibility towards this woman. Release. That this woman released Umar ibn Khattab from his responsibility because they were hungry and he fulfilled his responsibility by taking food for them. You agree, Ahmad Allah, you agree on this? Treaty? Yes, I agree. Witness, sign, put it with me in the grave. So in the grave of judgment, if Allah said, why you went to that woman? I said, Ya Allah, she was pleased. Look at the fear. He was not making this up, you think? You think he was just making this show up? He was really scared, I'm telling you. He's Amir al-Mu'mineen. Look now, leaders, what they do. They did air condition and all this. MashaAllah, around the table, conference room, and everyone is getting killed outside. No problem, it's Muslim cheese, yeah. All the affairs of the Muslims, no problem. Eat or no eat, or people crying, kids, no problem. SubhanAllah. So, you love for your brother what you love for yourself. And Rasulullah said, so you cannot be a complete believer until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Hate for your brother what you love for yourself. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب الأخيه ما يحب له. مثل المؤمنين, an example of the mu'mineen, in their
closest together في توجههم وتراحمهم كمثل الجسد. توجههم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم لإنبات في الخطبة إذا اشتكى من العضو something complaining in your body. All your body feels it. You are coming in your stomach, you feel heavy. You feel heavy. Your body, all body heads out. All the body heads out as a result. So, in a second, today I will tell you, all the body will get sahar. You shall not sleep and fever. Summatan. All the body feels weak when you have a flu. All the body feels weak when you have a headache. You cannot see right. Your nose, your ears, all your body is like that. Muslims should be the same. When brother suffering, we cannot feel rich until he feels comfort again. If someone is disobedient, we cannot feel comfort until he comes to the message and become obedient. That's our job. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Abu Abdullah ibn Umar, حكم الصدق عليه الذي يقول المؤمن للمؤمن believer for another believer كالبنيان بالله يشد بعضه بعضا سليم ان شاء الله وشبكك الله سليم ان شاء الله سليم لك Look how strong. Together. This is strong. Congrats. But when they deliver, stronger. But better than the Atabia is the legend, traitor. Rasulullah said, the power of the people of Muslim. If we take the feeling away, that one, yes, they are one. Fine. But they cannot protect from rain. Feeling cannot be there without the one. The air, the flow, the windows, the all, everything helping somehow. To give the purpose of a building of protection at the end. Number 8, al-Nusra. Giving Nusra to the Muslim brothers to feel the need to sit down. Even transfiguration, you have to present him that how you help your brother. Not because he's from my family, or special in the villages and this. One person is making a fight with someone, everyone with the sticks and knives and don't ask either one to go. Just go with him. They don't understand what is the meaning. They are not helping them, they are taking into jahannam. And that door also, if you don't have. Or even if you have the height, you don't also go with jahiliya. Haliya is jahiliya, you know? Haliya is jahiliya, that's for jahiliya. No, if my brother has right, I follow the certain procedure of Islam to get his right hand. Who is in the right way. In the right way. Not just right. Because you can exceed the limit. You can exceed the limit. In revenging or in replying back, you can exceed the limit. So you have to cool down and then ask for your right to be given to you, inshaAllah. If you live like that, subhanAllah, the Muslim community becomes ISIS. I'm telling you. If we do like this, not for personal things, but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And believe me, nothing is heavier in your mizan than mazlama. You know mazlama? Someone says, please, you will take your right. If you say it to the dead judges, nothing is heavier than that. If you go to Jahannam, then direct you back to Jannah. Because you are tough, you have been tough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will tell you, don't tell me that you don't get angry. Everyone does. Everyone gets angry. But does it come as action? Or does it stay inside? Stay inside. So you have the first step. وَالْعَابِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ They forgive whoever transgresses them. That's the next step. Step 5. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ And you even do good deeds towards them. They hurt me. And I hold my anger. Then after that I become nice to them even. Forgive them and become nice to them. SubhanAllah, you want to stay in the state of holding anger, just your ability. You want to get up higher, something like that. You forgive. And Allah says it for you, by the way. Not forgive means you give up your right. You forgive, so you trust Allah with that. Allah will compensate you with the real judge. If someone will come to you and say, may Allah forgive you. You don't think that you dropped your right. You dropped your right in the dunya. But that insult and that forgiveness equals 100,000 hasanat. So don't think by saying, may Allah forgive you, Allah sadhaq means you drop, yani Allah forgive that means you are equal. No, no, not equal. He insulted you and he did not apply that. It's not equal. So you forgive, yeah, that means you went up higher one day. Wallah rahmatul muhsineen and you do extension. Imam al-Shafi'i, you know what he used to do? Someone talk about him bad, he said that something, your neighbor used to say Shafi'i is arrogant and do this. What did he say that?
Alhamdulillah, what do you have here? Fruit. Yes, you have faith. With this, okay? Alright, bring me a plate. Please, write this one. Go give it to him. Until him, my message is sent to Jazakallah khair. Because you give us some reward, go to Jannah. Do more. So that Allah will feel very happy. SubhanAllah. That's bad. It's something, it's something. No, the meter is going on. The meter is counting. So if we understand that, subhanAllah, we are in good shape. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us all those things. Inshallah, next time, we will talk about the things you should not do towards your brother. Don't be arrogant. Do not envy. Do not spy on them. Do not call names. Do not backbite. And when is the backbiting allowed? Do not lie to them. And when the lying is allowed? Yes. There are 3 cases lying is allowed. There are 6 cases the backbiting is allowed. The fighting is allowed. Yeah, there is things that Islam don't know. So we will talk about it in some next time. So Allah is going to fly. قل قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم.